Welcome to another episode of the Christian Sheepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Angel Santos, business coach and marketing expert. And today I want to talk about something that I could go on about all day. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as an online person, I have hired virtual assistants, and every experience has not been the best experience. I have hired and trained virtual assistants for companies. I have trained virtual assistants who have went on and got great paying jobs because after, you know, working with me, their skills up leveled tenfold. They 10x their skills. And I've had, you know, people who work for me and went on to start businesses and all this stuff. And I'm telling you this because I want you to understand, like, okay, you're a business coach. Why are you qualified to tell me about the five biggest mistakes that VAs make? Well, for a few reasons. First, the skills that it takes to be a successful online entrepreneur are very similar to the skills it takes to be, in my opinion, a successful virtual assistant. My company actually offers VA services to companies, and we've done this for a few years, and we've brought in about $40,000 through this service, and it's not the primary focus of our business. And that's just in the last 12 months, right? We've brought in about 40,000 in the last 12 months through our VA services. And that is not this is a coaching business. This is really just to show people how to make money. And that's why I'm so excited about our well-paid VA certification program, because, you know, it's nothing wrong with training VAs and providing them for companies or, you know, finding and what have you. But I would much rather just go directly to women who, you know, want to become a well-paid VA and help you up-level your skills, right? And show you how to get the job, because I know how to get the job. I know how to help you get the job. I know how to find the clients who are willing to pay the rate you want to charge. And so that's why you should listen to this episode if you want to be a VA. And when I say VA, what does that mean? That means if you want to work for a company online and get paid for it. VA can be a number of things, whether you know, your title can be something like a marketing event coordinator. It can be admin assistant. It can say virtual assistant. Like, it can say community manager, integrator, right? Course creator. Any online kind of base job, I consider them all VA. I know some people might dispute that, but I feel like, you know, my skill set covers all of those things. And the people that I have taught, the virtual assistants that I have taught and trained, it covers all of that as well. For those of you who are watching the video portion, I apologize for looking down. I haven't recorded a lot in a while, so I've gotten so used to just kind of recording audio stuff that I forget to look at you. I need to start going live more because I am out of practice, so I apologize. Thank you for being here. And for those of you listening to the podcast, I so appreciate you being here. So I am doing this because I want you, for those of you who want to either just become a VA just to bring money in as you build your business. Maybe you want to have something stable while you're working on building up your business. Or maybe you just want to work from home with something really, really flexible, right? Maybe you want to earn a full-time income on part-time hours, and maybe you don't want the hustle and bustle that can, or the stress or the pressure that can you can have when you're responsible for bringing in all the income. So you put that pressure on an employer, right? So if that's you, this episode will help you. I have my little notes here. So if you see me look down, for those of you who are watching, I am looking at my notes. Now, once I edit this video, I'm probably going to pop up the things I'm saying, the points I'm going to make up here. But for now, I'm going to look down because we're just keeping things low tech to make sure I got this video done, because it is production day. For those of you who don't know, that was a reference to what do you call it, Black Panther. It was, it's challenge day. So it's production day. Okay, let's get into it. So what are the five biggest mistakes that virtual assistants make, and specifically during an interview? So you've done the work to get the potential client on a call, on a Zoom. You've done the hardest part to me, right? Now all it's time to do is actually like follow this through, right? Create this partnership, start this journey officially. Don't do these five things. Don't recommend it. Don't recommend it, right? And just to give you quick price points so you understand that this is, you know, valuable information, the VA clients that we have had pay anywhere between $25 to $75 an hour for the VAs that we've trained, that I've trained personally, and for to learn the skills that we now offer in our well-paid VA certification program, right? So just want to reemphasize that, because I know some of these might feel a little controversial, or you may feel like, well, why not? I'm just telling you what works and what doesn't. So today in this episode, we're talking about what doesn't work. Please don't do these things. Okay, let's get started. Number one, they become unresponsive. They stop responding. They stop emailing you back. They don't answer a call. Like they stop. They haven't even gotten a job yet, and they're already not showing the best professionalism. I understand we all have full lives. I get it. But please, over communicate. Don't under communicate. Don't assume because they sent you an update, they're not waiting for a response back. Always, every time they send you a message or a question or an update, respond back. Even if it's just saying, thanks for the update, look forward to hearing back from you. Always respond. And if you're going through a third party, like you know, LinkedIn or Upwork or one of these, you know, platforms that are not granted the best at sending you updates when the potential employer sends you a message on those platforms, if you know you've applied to something, you need to be logging into that site at least once a day and checking for new messages. And if you have them, respond. I just talked to a client today who was like, yeah, we were going to go with this one person, but she just stopped responding. And this has happened to me too. People be all excited. People be all excited about working with you. And then all of a sudden, they just go missing. And some people have the audacity to come back later when you repost a job post and say, oh, I would love to. This is my qualifications. Ma'am, you couldn't even finish the conversation last time. No, you can't just go missing. Don't ghost people, right? Do not become unresponsive. Over communicate. And you might feel like, we shouldn't have to take all that. Okay, but would you like to become a well-paid VA? Because if you don't, you don't have to listen to what I'm saying. But if you like to get a long-term client or job where you make between $25 and $75 an hour, where you can earn a full-time income working part-time, if that sounds appealing to you, then over communicate. Do not become unresponsive. Don't do it. If you have an emergency, you still have your phone. And most emergencies don't take a full 24 hours. I'm not being insensitive. Please don't get me, you know, don't misunderstand. I'm not in any way being unresponsive. Things happen. And I would not dare say that work is the most important thing in life. I just want you to have your best shot. That's all. So if an emergency happens, once you can get to a computer and send an update, do that, right? But if an emergency is not happening, over communicate. Check the websites daily. Check your email daily. Okay, the second one, they don't follow up. I have talked to companies and employers specifically. I remember when I was helping a client find a VA one time, and she was, and I had, you know, showed her my favorite sites and, you know, kind of gave her some tips. And I remember she was, it was down to two women. And she was like, well, I like the first girl, but the second one seems more hungry. She's actually followed up. The first one haven't. And once again, I'm not judging you. You may feel like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm just waiting for them to, you know, I've had a conversation with them, but now I'm just waiting to hear back. Check on it. Like, check on them. Reach out. Hey, just checking in to see if you've made a decision. Now this is a different industry. This was before I got into coaching and marketing. This is when I was still worked in television. But before I, back in 2012. So before I had my job at ABC 13, where I worked for 2 years, before that job, I had graduated college. I had an internship at PBS, right, for a Grammy award winning person. But it was unpaid. So I was so grateful to get the experience, but you know, bills, right? So I had took a job with a staffing agency at a hair manufacturing company. And I was applying to paying jobs at television stations. ABC 13 was at the time my dream job. So I had applied to a job there, and I would call once a week to ask, you know, was there an update on my application? I knew it wasn't, right? I figured if it was an update, they would call me. But how does that help me get a foot in the door? You know, so I will call once a week to check on my application. And I kid you not, I did this for months. And so finally, the job that I was at, I was working at the job through a staffing agency. And then they were like, hey, you know, we really like her. We want to bring her on full time. And they're like, hey, if you come on. And I was marketing. I was working in marketing, but for a manufacturing company for hair products. So they're like, we want to bring you on full time. We really like you. You're doing great. So this is what we'll pay you. This is the benefits. And I'm like, you know, just my practical side, I was like, okay, well, because I still had my internship in TV, but I have bills, right? And so I accepted. And right when I was accepting it, I kid you not, ABC called me and said, hey, we know you apply for this position, but we have another position that we think you'd be a good fit for. Can you come in? And then I got that position. So I told the company, thank you for the offer, but I'm leaving. Right? So the moral of the story is follow up. Follow up. One of the biggest mistakes you can make is to not follow up, is to get weary and feel like because you haven't heard back, it's a no. Understand that just like you, people have full lives. If people are hiring, it's because they need help. It's because they probably have a lack of time, not because they have a plethora of it, right? Which goes into my third mistake, is they make assumptions. This is in real time. We have an opening right now for a position for a content creator in my company. And I was going through applications, right? And I posted it, I think, last month. And so it's been a few weeks. And I'm just now getting into the applications because, you know, the last 4 weeks have been really, really busy. I had a 4-day conference at the sanctuary I attend. Then I was sick. Like, it was a lot. It was a lot going on. So I'm just now getting into the applications. And I was going to reach out to someone who seemed like a good fit and invite her to have a conversation, and saw she had withdrew her application and said the client was unresponsive. But why was I unresponsive? Because I have, you know, things are happening. Wouldn't it have been better for her to reach out and say, hey, Notice, you know, you hadn't responded to my last comment. Just wanted to make sure you had seen it. Wouldn't it have been better for her to take a proactive approach? Because people are busy, especially people who are hiring, and to make you stand out, to maybe you show me you can help me when I hire you by helping me before I hire you. How about Googling the company and seeing what my website is or my Instagram is and messaging me and say, hey, hadn't heard back from you on this platform. Just wanted to make sure, you know, you were still hiring for this position, trying something, or even reaching out on the platform that she had applied on. Now, I know to some of you that some of these might feel like, well, I shouldn't have to do all that, or that seems extreme. Possibly. You can call my methods radical if you want to, but they're effective. If it's one thing I know how to do, it's get a job. If it's one thing I know how to help the, you know, the VAs that I have trained do, the VAs who will come through my well-paid certification program, that after training VAs for other clients, you know, and companies, now I'm going directly to, you know, women who want to do this to help you directly. Like, if it's one thing I know is that these methods work. This is what people want. People want you to be proactive, not reactive. They want to feel like you go the extra mile. Wouldn't you want that for yourself? If you're paying somebody what you consider good money, don't you want them to go all out for you? That's all people are asking. Don't make assumptions, right? Give people the benefit of the doubt. Mistake number four, they don't pay attention to the details. They don't pay attention to the details. I've seen it time and time and time again. VAs will apply to a post and say, oh, I'm great with the details, and it will have typos. Now, again, have I ever had a typo in something I put out? Of course I have. But not if something said, we need someone who pays attention to details. Like, if you're ever going to use Grammarly on your application, do it when they say you pay attention. They need someone good with grammar or who pays close attention to details. Or when a job says, like, we need someone who pays close attention to the details to apply, please send a link to your portfolio and your website. And you make an application and say, hey, are you still hiring? I'm a good fit because of these three reasons. Okay, those three reasons are great, you know, friend, sis, girl, but they ask for your portfolio on your website. Now, it's one thing if you don't have them say that. Say, oh, yes, of course, this is my experience. I don't have a portfolio, but here are five work samples. Or I don't have, my website is being updated, but here's a link to a Google Drive folder with, you know, testimonials and, again, work samples. Here's a link to a video reel where you can see what I can do. How are you showing them by your very application that you actually pay attention to the details? I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but I'm not saying you don't have room to grow. But for the application process, can we present you in the best light? And for us to do that, we need you to slow down, read, and give them everything that they ask for. If they ask you to write a sample email, don't say, yes, I can do this. This is something I can do. Write the email. And I know some of you might feel like, oh, that's free labor. 10 minutes of your time for a job that can bring $50,000 to $100,000 into your life? If they're asking you about your, another part of like not paying attention to details, this is something else I've seen, is when people are applying and you'll ask them specific questions in the application, they'll just put like, can talk about this on a call, can talk about this on a call. You won't get the call dear, you won't make it to the call process. You won't get the interview. There's a high probable chance that you won't even make it to the interview because you're wasting their time. 9 people took the time to answer their questions and actually read the instructions and paid attention, and you did not. Your application is getting deleted. And I say this with love. I say this with love because I don't want you to make the mistakes. You can absolutely become a well-paid VA if you are not already. You can absolutely, quote unquote, compete with people who are charging 10 and 15 and 20 an hour. You can. The jobs are out there. I can show you screenshots of things that we turned down of, you know, people offering $6K a month for admin support. And I pass on it because I don't have a VA maybe at the time who is reliable enough to take on that client. Like, the jobs are out there. There are 90K a year jobs out there that you are capable of doing with, may have to up level your skills, but you are capable of doing, but you can't even get that far if you're making these 5 mistakes because you won't get the chance. And I want you to have that chance. Pay attention to the details. Slow down. No, it's not fun. I know it may feel like it's taking a while to fill out that application. It's worth it. The last one is, and I just, saying you're a fast learner. If it's one phrase I would like to eliminate from every virtual assistant, whether you want to be a tech VA, a marketing VA, versatile VA, fancy title, no title, please don't say you're a fast learner. Please, nobody wants to pay you to learn. Most people don't want to pay you to learn. This is not school. They don't want to pay you to learn. Anybody, it's so easy for somebody to say, oh, I learned quickly. How do they know? What? I'm not sure who taught this. I'm not sure who said to do this. I'm not sure where this started. But don't do that. Don't do that. Stop. Please. Please. It's so much better to just say what you do know. If they ask about, do you have email marketing experience, share what you have done, right? Or say something like this, offer an alternative if you want. You can say something like, it's a lot of ways to handle this, but you can say something like, what I had, the majority of the emails that I have done have been admin related. I can definitely handle creating marketing emails. I'm happy to write a few samples for you and send you them tomorrow. That shows you take initiative. Now, if you need to get off that call and, you know, Google how to do a marketing email, or even better, if you're a member or become a member of our well-paid VA certification program, we cover every skill you need. Every skill I have learned over my, since basically 2004 to now, almost 20 years. That's 18 years. In my 18 career of, oh, just everything, everything that I have learned in both the corporate world and the online entrepreneurial space, I have poured into this program, right? But whatever you got to do, give a response that shows initiative, or just let them know, I haven't done that. Haven't done email marketing directly. What I have done is admin and clerical emails, right? It's okay. Just keep it short and sweet so they're not focusing on what you don't have. Just redirect it to what you do have. I'm not saying that you have to take on things that you're not comfortable with, right? But I just want to take away this phrase, because think about it. If they're interviewing 5 people and 3 people are saying, no, but I'm a fast learner, okay, that doesn't really help us, but okay. And you're the only one saying, I don't have that, but what I do have is admin and clerical email experience. And, you know, if you want, you can stop it there. Or if you're comfortable, just say, but I can definitely handle email marketing. I can draw up a few samples and send it to you tomorrow if you'd like to review, because I'm really interested in this position. Do you even see how that feels? It feels like you're willing to do the work. Right? And that's what people want. People, they don't mind. And here's the thing. They don't mind training. They know they're going to have to train or teach on something. Some people know. Some people just want you to be able to jump in and go. But some are willing. But most of the time when it comes to well-paying, like the better it pays, the more they kind of want you to kind of hop in and know some things. Not everything. Don't get me wrong. But know something. Or at least be willing. Right? Be willing to do the work. Not just charge them to learn. Alrighty, those are the five of the biggest mistakes that new VAs, new virtual assistants, and existing even virtual assistants make when they are talking to a potential client. I know some of you may not agree with some of the things I share, and I take full responsibility for that, but please do know, and some of it may feel harsh, please know it's not intentionally. It really is coming from a genuine place of just compassion and wanting the best for you all, right? Wanting the best for you. If you have any questions about any of the things that I shared, let me know in the comments. And if you are interested in either signing up for our well-paid VA certification program, I'd be happy to schedule a call with you. That link is also in the description below. I'd be happy to schedule a call with you to see if it's a good fit, right? Compare what you know to what you don't and kind of lay out how it will look and what you can expect and how quick you can expect to, you know, get the clients that you really want at the rate that to me you deserve. And thank you so much for watching.